written in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that shining tree, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was William Vitalis. I have a very, very versatile and talented guest. But first, I want to begin with a lady by the name of Byron Katie. Many of you may not know who she is, but she has developed something called The Work, thework.com. The work of Byron Katie is a way of identifying and questioning the thoughts that cause all of the anger, fear, depression, addiction, and violence in the world. Experience the happiness of undoing those thoughts through the work and allow your mind to return to its true, awakened, peaceful, creative nature. How do you do that? Well, you have to love what is. What is in your life? What is it that you're resenting that you can look at and perhaps adjust your feelings towards? The work is like a razor-sharp sword that cuts through illusions and enables you to know for yourself the timeless essence of your being. And there isn't anybody that I know better than Annabella Wood, my guest, who can tell us about the timeless essence of your being. Good evening, Annabella.
Good evening, Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, you're very welcome. Annabella is an ordained interfaith minister. She's certified facilitator of the work of Byron Katie. She's a retired career truck driver, which I think is a hoot, a professional singer and songwriter, and she owns Bell's Buildings Handywood Woman's Service in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. She holds a BA degree in metaphysics of quantum physics. During her career, she has logged over 2 million accident-free miles. And her latest album, Truck Driving Mama, reached number 4 in the Reverb Nation's charts for original country music in the tri-state area. And her Handy Woman company was awarded Angie's List Nationwide Contractor for the year of 2011. Those are some accomplishments, Annabella, and you just graduated from minister school. My goodness, you're a busy lady.
Yes, I did. I'm having a wonderful time here. Yes, indeedy.
Well, let's talk about who you are and how you began.
Well, I'm just a person. I do stay busy. You're absolutely right. I boredom is not one of the problems that I face. Always something to do. There's always something very, very interesting, and just getting to look around the next corner is quite a privilege in this lifetime.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about angels tonight, and I also feel that you're a little bit of an angel yourself. Have you ever met somebody and thought they were an angel?
Oh, often. Very, very often. Yes, indeed. There are even lots of people that I've never met that I think were angels, too, like sometimes people who cut me off while I'm driving get me to slow down right as we're about to pass a cop, you know, and they keep me from getting a ticket.
Oh, well, that's true. That's called a divine interference or divine saving. Anyway, tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what your focus is right now, because you're certainly helping people.
Well, my focus right now is I recently was ordained an interfaith minister, and I'm doing a lot of facilitation of the work of Byron Katie, mixed in with some things from Course in Miracles. Certainly my music ministry is up and running. We're having a great time there. I'm beginning to work with a harpist as a background on some of my music.
It seems to me that you are starting to build something called a counseling service to help others drop their past and their addictions and their depression and fear. And I think the way that you're doing that is both through your consultations and through your music. So let's give a listen to a song that you wrote called Bits and Pieces.
Well, the song actually, Elizabeth Joyce, was written, co-written with a friend of mine, Donna Marie Carey.
Good.
And so I want to give credit to everybody involved there.
Absolutely. Let's give a listen to it for a moment.
Thank you.
less asleep and more away. These disappear before my eyes. I no longer choose to keep them in disguise. All those things that I thought I was, none of them true. All of them false. Everyone, everything I have judged according to what I thought I was. Now there's nothing I need to do. I question what I think is true. Of you, but there's nothing I need to do. This cage I have built within my mind, I look out between the bars at my life, through my past, through my fears, through my lies, seeing the world from what I inside. And now there's nothing I need to do. I just question what I think is true of the world, of me, and of you. But there's nothing I need.
It's wonderful, and I think it delivers such a message. I like the beat, Annabella.
Well, thank you.
Yes, so tell me how that came about.
Yeah. The work is actually a series of questions, and it's about finding your own answers from within. But we have an awful lot in common within us. And one of the things that we find when we start questioning ourselves is that really everything is well in the world. And try though we may, we can't break it. The world, that is. We can't make the world break. And
can't change the way it's flowing until it changes itself.
Indeed.
But we can change the way we're flowing. How can you help people do that?
Absolutely. Experiences happen to all of us. And yet, as we all know, two people see a car accident, you're going to get two different stories of what happened. That's because we take in what takes place differently. Mm-hmm. And we can change how we take in what happens in our lives. And we can actually change our childhoods at any age. We can go back to our childhood and look at it differently. And it's never too late to have a good childhood.
I call that changing history, Annabella.
Indeed.
And I do that with present life regression work. When you go back to a point of power or a point of trauma, and you view it within yourself as an adult and change how the outcome is, then you change the fear inside, becomes softer.
Mm-hmm. So we can change how we view what took place. We can view it as something that was helpful along our path, or we can view it as something that was terrible and traumatic. And we will live with the effects of how we decide to view it.
Right. I think another thing that we can do is view the effects of how we decide to respond to it, which is key to how you build up your life. I did want to ask you, how do you do so many things with such proficiency? I know that you're out there hanging paper and banging nails and writing music and doing all these things. How in the world does that work for you?
Well, for one thing, the Handywoman service falls right in line with life coaching. It's an outer manifestation of helping people put their lives together, help them keep their houses together. But I think through the work, I learned very early on, I've been in the work for ages now, and I learned very early on from myself that if I try and make something happen, I can spend an awful lot of effort on it. But if I just follow inner guidance, I have the ability to do things that I never knew I could do. And so having had that for a long time, I've been able to do things that that I never knew that I could do before, but I simply listen to inner guidance and I follow one step at a time. And all of a sudden, it appears that I'm highly skilled at all these different things. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm just following guidance.
Well, I think what you're doing is unflowering in the new energies. And I think you're maybe tapping into some past lives that I think you're absolutely what I call ascending from my book, Ascension, as you know. And I think that all of your talents are coming forward to use. It's happening to many, many people.
That sounds absolutely like what I'm experiencing is very little effort. The hardest part of my business is keeping up with the bookkeeping, you know.
You gotta hire somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably. Okay, you know, you're going to be doing the retreat with us August 24th, 25th, and 26th. And I wondered what you thought you could give to others during this retreat as a teacher and how you feel some of these people could develop while they're attending the retreat.
If my dream came true, I would be able to give the attendees the ability to use the questions and the turnaround in their own lives spontaneously to help them find their own answers instantaneously as they're walking through their lives, and to be able to recognize the truth that's in front of them.
And you're talking about the questions from the work. Can you give us a couple of examples of what the questions are, maybe two?
The first question is, if I have something that's bothering me, like somebody cut me off, and I say, oh man, that jerk just cut me off, I can ask, you know, they're a jerk, is it true? And like in my example earlier, it might be that they just saved me from getting a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe they're not being a jerk. Maybe it's not true they're a jerk. Maybe that was an angel who came to keep me from emptying my pocketbook into the policeman's, you know.
Another thing that I think of is maybe they either have somebody in trouble or they're on their way to a hospital to see somebody, and that it's something very important. It can be difficult, but we do think. Then there are the other people that drive that way. They drive in arrogance, and that's where their mind is. That's where their body is, in arrogance. And that's something we just need to accept.
Yeah, I would much rather not live that way. So even if I find people that I believe they're really living that way, I can feel compassion for them, because that would be a terribly painful way to live.
Absolutely. I'm sure you saw a lot when you were truck driving. So why don't we start back there, when you were a truck driver, how you found the work? I'm sure that was during your truck driving time, correct?
That was definitely during my truck driving time, yes. I actually ran into Byron Katie in person before she even had the work in its current form. She had already had her awakening, which was a very major experience for her. And we lived in neighboring desert towns out in California. And so I just got to hang out with her for quite a while. And that was quite a privilege for a number of years before she became famous. And I really changed my life, that's for sure.
Well, that's wondering. And how did it change your life?
Oh, it got me seeing truth and reality and thought and the relationships between them very differently than I ever did before.
So why don't you describe what you believe is the true nature of your reality?
I believe that the world is within my mind, and that for the most part, I'm making it up as I go along. And I can write the story however I want, and it will picture itself into the material world, which is a very real world. But I believe that the material world is the effect, and my thought is the cause, rather than the other way around.
And that's interesting. It's in your own mind. How, Annabella, when you meet, we both meet so many people that are in such pain, how do we help them see that they're creating it with their mind, and if they change their mind, the pain will leave? How do you do that?
Well, first, we need to ascertain if that's something that they want to do. Many people are not interested. And it's a painful thing to try and force my belief system on someone who's not interested. But if someone is interested, then the first thing I that would interest them is if I'm living in that truth for myself. And if so, then they might come up and ask. And at that point, learning is instantaneous. It's spontaneous.
Once they understand what they're doing, I call them divine realizations. And I think that if somebody comes to you as a client, which is what I was referring to, then they would want permission to change. And some people are desperate. That doesn't mean that they can do it or that they know how to let go of it.
Right.
But they certainly can do it. And an example, I had this this last time. I was just with Amma for a month. I was so lucky to be with her. I had a girl with me who was convinced that the hotel was going to overcharge her when we left, and she focused on this the whole time of the retreat. And finally, I got her to sit and do a visualization about how that wasn't going to happen and how we were going to be allowed to stay in our room because she was worried we were going to have to change rooms. And I had her visualize it, and I said, now it's all going to happen smoothly and easily. And it all did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fabulous example for her. She really stopped that obsessing, which is what people do, and they do it from fear.
Yes, and the obsession itself can help to create what we're obsessing about. And that's something that many people miss, is that what we feed energy into makes it grow.
That's if you think about it, you're going to create it. Mm-hmm. Somebody will call me up and they'll have a worry, and I'll go, well, let's change that into a positive statement and let's see if we can change the worry, because she would have created it. The girl would have created the upset if she had continued obsessing. That I do know.
Yes.
And people, I remember one time way back when I was first studying with my teacher up in Vermont, and I kept saying, I'm going to have a car accident today. I'm so afraid of this snow I'm going to have. And I had one.
Yeah.
I had one. I worried about it from the minute I woke up. And, of course, I thought it was destiny, but I realized later that I really created it with my obsession about it.
Yes. Yes, indeed. It happens all the time. And it happens in small things. It can also happen in big things. In the 90s, a wonderful practitioner at a church that I was active at in California kept on having repeated dreams that she was going to be stabbed to death.
Oh, my goodness.
And one day we showed up at the church, and she had been having a coaching session with somebody, and he stabbed her to death in the sanctuary of the church.
Isn't that interesting? Now, that could have been a karmic realization as well.
Right, it may have been. It was very interesting.
Yeah, sometimes we do pick up on that. I do want to get this song in, Annabelle. I want to get in Truck Driving Mama. I love the song, and you do have that on YouTube. Is that not true?
Yes, Truck Driving Mama is a video and song, and it's on YouTube. You can look up Truck Driving Mama Annabella Wood, and it'll take you right to it.
Let's listen to it.
I'm a truck driving mama. Did you really think I'm gonna settle down and leave the road? I'm a truck driving mama. Gotta feel the pounding of the tractor pulling the heavy load. When I'm in the cabin driving, my soul takes to flying and my spirit sails away with wings. And I feel the tires pounding and the rhythm, it's a sounding like a song that the interstate sings. I'm a truck driving mama. Did you really think I'm gonna settle down and leave the road? I'm a truck driving mama. Gotta feel the pounding of the tractor pulling the heavy load. I go from city to city, and they're all so doggone pretty. I could live in each and every one, but I know I'm never gonna, 'cause I really just don't wanna to steal in a great big home. 'Cause I'm a truck driving mama. Did you really think I'm gonna settle down and leave the road? I'm a truck driving mama. Gotta feel the pounding of the tractor pulling the heavy load. Say that it's so bad, but it's my meditation, it's my salvation, and I'll never leave it, no, I never have. 'Cause I'm a truck driving mama. Did you really think I'm gonna settle down and leave the road? I'm a truck driving mama. Gotta feel the pounding of the tractor pulling the heavy load. Oh, truck driver mama.
That is so cute, and I love watching it
on
YouTube. I really do.
Thank you. Yes, we had a great time putting that together. It was a joy. And one of the lines really jumped out at me listening to it this time, and that is that I could live anywhere I want. I would be happy living anywhere in America. And it's been and that really was a true line. I would travel across country, and everywhere I went, it was like, oh, I'd love to live here. Oh, I'd love to live here.
I find I do that too. But you told a story at Circle of Miracles, of which that's the church you're a minister in, about how you sat on a ledge or a cliff and saw the sunrise and had a realization. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I was in Las Vegas. I was in a truck stop that overlooked the valley that Las Vegas is in as the sun was setting. And I had just had a number of weeks of really living in oneness and understanding that there is no separation of anything. And I sat there, and when you really understand all of oneness, a lot of different things are changed for you as far as perception goes. And I felt that I lost the wonder of enjoyment of the sunset and different things like that. And so I was sitting there and I was going, what's the point to all of it if we're all one and there's no, you know, and why would we even be here doing these things? And as I was sitting there watching the sunset, I saw somebody come out of the truck stop and look at the amazing desert skyscraper and just absolutely in awe. And I looked at her face and I said, that's what I want. I want that awe again. And I had the conscious thought, you know, maybe all of this is real. Maybe none of it's real. But this is all I've got right now. And it doesn't matter if it's really real or if it's not really real. Being right about that makes absolutely no difference. What does matter is, am I experiencing it? I want to take this trip. I'm on the roller coaster ride. I want to take the trip on this roller coaster. And I jump right back in my truck, because by then I was a couple hours behind schedule.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I think of the oneness, I think that it's such a pleasure to be a part of the oneness when I see a sunset. And I love to see myself melding into it. I like to become a part of the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a neat feeling, because then you get all kinds of light things happening inside your body.
There's a great song by Katie Lang, Calling All Angels. And
oh, yes.
In it, she has the line, if you could have the... hold the key to the mystery of life, but you would lose the wonder of the sunrise, would you do it? That's a real question. That's not rhetorical. And with the work of Byron Katie, you can actually reach that point of oneness, that point of understanding that there's absolutely no separation between any of us and anything in earth.
I think that's the key to world peace, Annabella. Let's have your website, please.
AnnabellaWood.com.
And my website, I'm Elizabeth Joyce, is new-visions.com. And Annabella and I are going to be back after the break, and we're going to be talking about angels and 2012. And I hope that you'll call in with any questions that you may have. So we'll see you right after the break.
I've been sitting in prayer, thinking about things everywhere, wondering why God let them go. When I saw I'm created, whole and complete, there's nothing outside me for me to receive. clouds keep the sun from shining. Does fear keep a heart from loving? They only obscure what is happening, making it hard to see. The being of light that is you and is me. I've been sitting in prayer, thinking about things everywhere, wondering why God let them go. And it's easy to see that it's not up to me. And really there's nothing to know. Do the clouds keep the sun from shining? Does fear keep a heart from loving?
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in three regional areas: New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Enjoy a spiritual retreat this summer with Elizabeth Joyce and friends. Heaven on Earth, an evolutionary intensive. The dates are August 24th through 26th, 2012. This retreat will be held at the Kirkridge Retreat Center in Bangor, Pennsylvania, the heart of the Poconos Mountains. The other teachers are Judith Greentree and the shaman Summerhawk Wolf. You will live in peace and learn how to tap your creative flow. Learn how to express yourself inwardly to the world. When you wake every morning to bird songs in a beautifully run estate and spend your days empowering your body, mind, and spirit in a community of loving people, artists, writers, yoga, teachers, shamans, and spiritual seekers, you can make headway on even the most daunting energy blocks. This is a chance to come together with individuals from across the country in a shared passion for authentic spiritual transformation. Walking the labyrinth and meditating in the pond or the rock garden as we find out who we are, free from the distractions of our worldly commitments. This awakens participants to a new perspective in the human experience. Walk the space of abiding love, emotional support, caring, freedom, and true sharing. Elizabeth will guide you to a higher frequency. As your body vibration changes, you heal from within, and that's when the magic happens. Learn how to express yourself without fear. Discover who you are at the deepest levels of your being. Experience the freedom of ascension consciousness. Meet your guides and angels and merge with them for higher knowledge. Find out the meaning of walking the enlightened life of the world. Or you can spend your time in silence and walk the grounds of Kirkridge, snuggled so peacefully in the Pennsylvania Pocono Mountains. All classes and activities are optional. For a schedule, visit www.thebcma.net. To register, contact Elizabeth Joyce at elizabeth_joyce@verizon.net or at 215-996-0646. Come and evolve with us over the wonderful summer of 2012. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these
complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the 5th dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the 4 spiritual chakras and the 7 regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the 0 chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are 4 more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful 5th dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
To be, you'll come to see it pass. relax. It's all taken care of. Relax. You need to
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back with Let's Find Out. And you just listened to a beautiful song called Relax, written and composed by Annabella Wood. Annabella Wood is my guest tonight, and we've been talking about the work in Byron Katie and bits and pieces of healing. Annabella, I believe we have a caller
that
wants to speak with you. So let's put her on. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, there you are.
Who am I speaking
yes,
with?
Yes, I'm here.
And
Margie? Yes.
Margie, what is your question for Annabella?
Well, you know, it seems this year has been rough for me and a lot of people. So I was wondering, like, I'm struggling financially, emotionally, spiritually, healing-wise. What is the best thing to do to get over all the, like, bombardment of bad things that seem to be thrown at you?
Yeah, I believe that this year is a particularly rough year, mainly because we're about to move into a whole new paradigm of living on Earth, and so the old structures are falling away, and it's a very painful process because it makes us live in an environment that we're not used to because we've never lived in it before. So as you're going through your struggles, consider yourself like a snake shedding its skin, and you're going to become renewed and refreshed when we finally get to the new paradigm and begin living in a manner that's much more humane than what we've been living in.
And the toughest part about that, Marie, is that it may take 3.5 years to get through it. So Louise Hay has a wonderful sentence that she taught me years ago. It's called, I am safe, it's only change. The plus side of it is that you are not the only one going through it. And I am sure that you have people around you who can help support you emotionally. Our emotions are getting beaten up. And that's where you have to be careful, because that's what's going to give you body pain. And body pain leads to ill health or dis-ease or uncomfortableness. So I would hope that you would keep your spiritual practice and that you would visualize change coming. Write down. Get quiet. Go deeply within. And write down that which you need changed. And if it's abundance, then that's fine. Don't worry about it. Just say, I need abundance. I need to take care of my needs, my practical needs. And say that over and over again. I take care of my practical needs. I am safe. It's only change. I think that would be very helpful, because that's going to get that thought into your body, and then your nervous system won't react in fear. It'll start to loosen up a little bit.
Another thing that you can do, Margie, is those of us who are feeling this pain this year are on the front edge of the curve. And so you can just be proud of yourself, because somehow you are ready to move on in front of other people, and you're helping to clear the way for everybody behind you. So give yourself a pat on the back, because that's quite a calling that you have answered.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel. Like, I'm ready for it. I'm hurting, but I'm ready to move on and get over it and be who I'm supposed to be. You know, I'm already ready.
That's good.
That's exactly what you're doing. You're breaking through a barrier that's never been broken through before, and sometimes that causes a lot of pain on your way through.
We're going to have everything change. Our money system is changing. Our government is changing. Our food Thank is God. Changing. The way that we communicate and the way that we travel is all changing, all at the same time. And, of course, those are high stress levels. So the more that you can relax and do your meditation every single day and think, it's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I'm a daughter of God. I'm well protected. That will help you immensely.
And listen to good music, too. I mean, like the song Relax was all about that. It was when I was going through huge change, and I was very stressed out about my future and what was going to happen the rest of my life. And I believe that the angels sang that to me, and I just took notes, and it was relax. It's all taken care of. You are taken care of. You will get through to the other side. So listen to good music.
Thank you both of you guys for inspiration.
Thank you for calling, Marie. Now, I have one more question for you, Annabella, before we close. What do you think is coming in 2012 on December 21st?
Well, I'm hoping that it's the end of life as we know it. I'm hoping that it's the start of much more compassion, humans toward humans and toward the other living things on Earth, including mm-hmm. rocks and things that live a much longer life than we do.
Well, I do think that it is the beginning of a new era. I think the energy is there. I don't know how long it's going to take to fully manifest. As we've said, it takes a few years sometimes. But I do believe that we have tremendous things starting this fall through December 21st. And I think by that time, maybe we're all going to join hands and feel love and be able to be there for each other. That's the key.
And I'm hoping that we'll be able to break through the visual barrier and be able to see angels and guardian angels and much of the invisible world. And it's my hope that more of us will be able to have those visions than what we've been seeing. Have you seen angels?
Oh, yes, I have seen angels. In fact, one time I was hit by a drunk driver, and my son and I were in the front seat, and we were both injured, but there was a boy in the back seat, and I told him to get out and go for help, and he couldn't open the door, and this beautiful angel came down and opened the door for him.
Wow.
It was really something, and he saved our lives. That was one of my most profound ones.
That's great. I think that we have angelic help and hosts all the time, and they're just outside our field of vision. And one of the things that I'm hoping takes place is that when we open our hearts, our eyes will also reflect that opening, and we'll be able to take in more of the visual spectrum. And
there will be more communication visually. I think the veil is about to part. I wanted to hear this last song, I've Got God, because I think that's what we have to get through the next 3.5 to 4 years. So let's give a listen to I've Got God.
Very quiet, and you'll realize.
that song.
Oh, thank you. It certainly sums it all up.
It does. Well, this has been wonderful having you here. I'd like you to again give your website.
AnnabellaWood.com. AnnabellaWood.com. And all of this music is available there.
Great. And we're going to be doing the retreat August 24th, 25th, 26th in the Poconos Mountains of Pennsylvania. And we would like any and all of you to join us. Thank you, Annabella. And I'm sure that we're going to do this again soon. In fact, we're going to plan a wonderful Christmas show with Annabella.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. I had a wonderful time.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
This is Elizabeth, and I am talking to you now about next week's guest, Elizabeth Joyce, on Let's Find Out. And next week's guest is Kelly Hampton. Kelly Hampton is becoming one of the top international psychic mediums. She channels angels. She does multidimensional channels, and she's an energetic healer, a spiritual author, and she is a visionary. So make sure that you listen. Actually, that's going to be on August 16th because we are 2 weeks out, August 13th. And it'll be exciting. It will be a call-in show, so we're looking forward to everybody listening. Let's begin the meditation now. The meditation is, "And Peace Begins," with Elizabeth Hepburn. So sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor and just let the music envelop you. And please listen to the message because it's a good one and it's very powerful. It's "And Peace Begins" with Elizabeth Hepburn. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and Let's Find Out. Good night.
Take stormy